Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
During my time in the legislature, there were recurring bedrock principles that seemed to guide our deliberations almost on a daily basis. One of these was the concept of local control, the idea that no matter what your party affiliation, we all knew, almost innately, that the closer that government was to the people, the better our system would function. Two stories making the news this morning perfectly illustrate the concept of local control. The first is yesterday's vote by the British to leave the European Union. When the EU was formed back in the 70s, it seemed like a good idea. A large free trade zone, open borders, a single currency, and economic prosperity for all. Who could be against that? It made sense, and 28 countries eventually joined. But what began as a vision of economic prosperity for all over the next 40 years devolved into a bureaucratic system of central control that in many ways, according to some, rivaled the former Soviet Union. Layers upon layers of ever-expanding bureaucracy administered by hundreds of thousands of unelected, unaccountable, and extremely well-paid bureaucrats, all focused on accumulating more and more power. According to one member of the British Parliament, the EU political machine was every politician's dream, ultimate power with no accountability. And predictably over time, that resulted in a complete loss of sovereignty for the citizens of the member nations. They had no real say when it came to the laws and regulations that were governing their everyday lives. In fact, neither do the actual members of the European Union Parliament. In a real sense, they're just figureheads who vote on legislation drafted behind closed doors by the people who are really in charge. They don't even have the ability to introduce legislation or the authority to revoke bad laws. It's a system designed to grow and perpetuate itself, and the citizens of the member nations are growing tired. The elites are prospering, but the rank and file are doing poorly, and the British exit may just be the first of many. In fact, it's possible that the European Union experiment could collapse entirely if enough countries vote to regain their sovereignty. Only time will tell, but it will be fascinating to watch. Another event that runs along the same line is today's start of the Montana Republican Party Platform Convention in Missoula. While not nearly as big or important as the Brexit vote, it still embodies the concept of local control. Although the national political parties develop national platforms, state platform conventions give local grassroots party members the chance to vote on a platform that addresses local concerns. In my experience, platform conventions can be raucous affairs with deeply held political and moral beliefs hanging in the balance. And it all points to the desire by all of us to have a say in the beliefs that will eventually become the laws that we have to live under. It's the difference between free citizens and serfs, and it all comes down to whether our government serves us or we serve our government. In Britain's case, they felt the EU had morphed over time into a system that no longer had their best interest at heart, and they had the guts to pull the plug despite warnings of dire consequences. Will it all work out in the end? We certainly hope so, because it reminds us that those who would trade freedom for security shall lose both and deserve neither. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.